Hello, patrons. Welcome to the Puff Show here for episode 88 of Court of Swords. We had a lot of lore drop once again in this episode. I think Dan kind of nailed it. Next episode will be the combat-heavy episode.
And, yeah, you got another mission for the cult.
Max, it was fun messing around with Shadrick all episode.
Catrick?
Yeah,
Catrick.
Catrick.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It's fun being messed around with now.
It was fun RPing on the other side of that.
Yeah. I think that was kind of my goal, and I think Adam clued into that pretty quick. Last week was to kind of find it with the perception roll, so I'm glad that that we went that way. For those that weren't aware, Max rolled a 16 on his stealth last week, and that is my exact passive perception, so that's why that lined up. It wasn't just kind of like, well, Yoji finds Shadrick. How does that play out? There was mechanics behind it. Otherwise, what would Shadrick have done, Max? What were the plans if you weren't spotted by Yoji? What were you thinking? Or do you not want
probably
to reveal that?
Maybe just sneak around and see if there's anything that he could find that was secretive. You know, like he just wanted to learn more about the cult, and both player and character didn't know where they were going. It was mainly just remain undetected and try to figure out as much as you can just by searching around.
Yeah, that makes sense. You still didn't. Well, I mean, I guess you learned a decent amount.
Yeah. It was just a different way. And I got pet by the king as a cat.
That's true. Achievement unlocked.
It's true. Yeah.
Did the cat know, or did the king know?
Oh, yeah. What was the roll?
Yes. The king rolled a 23. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. He hella knew.
So he's super new.
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely knew.
Yeah, without
it. I figured as much. That's why I was like, all right. I wanted him to have that awkwardness. Yoji's like, Shadrick, go ahead and show yourself. Like,
nothing. Nope. Yeah.
I'm a cat.
I knew how that was going to play out before I even asked that. So
just in case the king didn't know, and then it just became like a weird, in either case, it was a funny pause and stuff. And Shadrick, I feel like, would be like, I'm going to do this just to mess with you anyways.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I agree. Zeke, you got, I don't know. How do you feel? How do you feel Kalimat's Farron after this episode? Is he in a good spot, or?
Well, that's the thing when you get a deal made and you break it and stuff, it's, I'm not going to want to comply with anything else, you know, especially because Kalimat has this new, like, found inner strength because he feels like he's fated to do these things. Like he's protected by prophecy, or not prophecy, but by providence. He's going his own path, and he's unafraid. There's a definite, like, that's why I was speaking to the queen with such, like, you know, irreverence or whatever.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to kill me, you're going to kill me. But I mean, I'm supposed to be here. So,
yeah,
let's work this out.
It's really interesting for me watching the combination of like Kalimat's boldness and the dice's complete unwillingness to comply.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It seemed like every time you were like, yeah, well, what do you think of that? Fine. Fuck you. I rolled a two. I guess just I'm nothing then. And that's the thing. That's the thing about Dungeons and Dragons particularly, is that it's very swingy in that way. And the dice sometimes are just like, no, I don't care if you have a plus 10. We're rolling a D20. So you got a one. So you failed.
Yeah.
All right.
That was a little rough, especially like when it's one of my, you know, some of my best abilities are like outlandish bonuses. And it's just like, not maybe, you know, big deal. It's like, fucking come on.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely got screwed over a lot. Roll-wise. Yeah. But, I mean, that's kind of Kalimat's thing, right? Like, he never rolls well on things that he can roll well on. And then he'll pull a fucking crit out of his ass on, like, a minus two or something like that.
And speaking of rolling well, god damn, I wish I could have got that suggestion off on you.
Oh, I know. I beat it by one.
Just to see if you're, like, are you really, like, because you've convinced me, Zeke, the player, that everything you say is the actual truth and not a lie, but
isn't that great?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm not sure if that's actually the case or not. If you're hiding something or whatever, and the spell would have outed it.
Yeah,
and it just didn't. It didn't come up.
Yeah, it would have for sure. Yeah, I'm glad that I don't want to say PvP, but I'm glad that that spell occurred. I think that was kind of a pivotal moment. I think in the relationship between Kalimat and Yoji.
Yeah, it's cool.
It was definitely fun to RP that with the D&D mechanics kind of forcing it to occur in a sense, which is cool. I also like that I got to act like I knew magic better than Shadrick at that particular point, because he was like, wait, he cast a spell? What are you talking about? Which is a lot of fun because he rolled a four or something like that. Yeah, that scene was definitely there was a lot of kind of big reveals throughout that stuff with Yoji, and then right after that with Jadara kind of dropping her plot bomb, which I think is fun. It would be a fun side arc to play that out for sure, to see if we could kill.
Yeah, him. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a side arc, right? Because we're already in the side arc, so. Like, I picked up Dan was like, I'm going to do this even if it kills me, which I felt was like, Adam, I'm willing. Let's do it. Because we know this character. We're going to go and Dan will be playing a different character later. So it's like, oh, okay. I'm hearing you. I'm hearing what you're putting down. We'll see. Maybe that's the angle we take on this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That or we're in that city on the other characters. And it's like, wow, that was weird. Someone tried to kill the...
Right, yeah, or the Knight of Coins assassinated by tiefling terrorist.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, that's a very cool option. Yeah, definitely.
That would be cool, for sure.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's nice for the audience starting to, because we kind of do this nested thing where we're like, we learn the general situation, and then we learn the complication, and now we're understanding kind of the character's motivations for stuff, and now we can focus on the, like, okay, we kind of know what Yoji wants, we know what Jadara wants, we know kind of what Kalimat wants, we can kind of angle in on that stuff. Yeah. Max, are you going to try to slip away to meet with this mysterious Anjali?
That's true.
I don't know. Am I? Yeah.
I don't know. I just cast the line, and if you bite, that's on you. Because I wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of connect Shadrick in via an external power, like via somebody else, rather than just being aligned with the cult. But also, the cult does have this interest in the primordial entities by way of Yoji, because that's Yoji's kind of plan. Kalimat, you're interacting with one now. Jadara is looking for unusual allies, so maybe this is where that goes. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I mean, Chadrick's not abandoning that. He hasn't forgotten about that. That's all I'll say.
Cool.
And I wasn't sure, like how primordials, I guess I wasn't aware of how primordials were viewed, as in, or in that you pray to them like gods, you don't talk to them.
Well, keep in mind that the gods aren't real, right? Like, the arcana are just like concepts. So praying to them, right. No one is listening anyway, right? There's some functionary in heaven that answers priests or answers cleric spells. The primordials are all asleep, but they're super powerful ancient elder gods. So the magic that druids and rangers get comes from a primordial source, but unintentionally. Like, the primordials don't know they're giving you spells for the most part. Okay. Only a few of them, like Maru Bavadi, the Night Serpent. There might be one or two others, but those two we've seen on the show wake up. They've gotten woken up by player activity. So they are more like gods, but they're physical. They're around. The Night Serpent exists somewhere. But the other primordial gods kind of unconsciously grant power to people who know how to ask for it or demand it.
Then where does Agni and her father and that stuff, where do they fall? Are they primordial?
Yeah, Imix is a primordial. Yeah, he's a primordial flame. Okay. He is, like Maru Bavadi or like the Night Serpent. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. Cool. Now, do they have aspects of things they're in charge of?
No. So they represent physical stuff. So Maru Bavadi was the god of the mountain that the City of Brass was on. The Night Serpent is probably a corrupt river god or something. They are animist. They're animist gods. So they represent both a spiritual entity and also a like a physical thing. So Imix would have been the god of like maybe like the sun, like the physical like sun itself, or like some great powerful volcano or whatever. But he's also metaphorically like a god of flame, like a lord of fire.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the cosmology is a bit complex, but that's kind of where it sits. We've seen in the primordial arc, fittingly named, we saw several others. We saw like a forest god and a river goddess and like a mountain god.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. Yep. Yeah, the other thing I had completely forgotten because Zeke didn't play in any episode before 51.
Yes.
The knight page king queen system was just foreign to you completely.
Yeah, I had forgotten that too. We established, I mean, shit, we established that
like episode two or one.
Yeah, like you met the village. Yeah, the people who died horribly. The page had the zombie lotus thing burst out of its chest. Yeah. But yeah, that was established really early on. And then the only other time we saw it was the Immortals. The Immortals had a page that they had that structure. Yeah. And then they're the weird like void sibling that broke the four into five.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Cause when you started talking about kings and queens, I was like, oh shit, these guys are like the immortals from the city of brass. And shit. They're like, they got their own, they're trying to make their own suit like in the deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that like all of these structures are built that way to emulate the sacred geometry of heaven, because heaven like laid it out and was like there's gonna be four courts and each court will be ruled by four people and this is how they'll be structured, and then spread ye that down through every family and right, society. Sure. And then people handle it like differently depending on their own kind of culture. So yeah, definitely a thing.
Yeah. I think in terms of Yoji's conversation with the king, most of that stuff was basically like, I knew that the king was an important person. I'd spoken to Adam saying that he was an important person to Yoji, but all of the stuff with like tying it back to Berg and Mara Bavadi and all that stuff, I was just like, hey, this makes sense. This seems like it'd be good. So that was all like 5 minutes before it happened. It's like, all right,
yeah, this is the guy that did all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
And so that his like backstory kind of has a full circle to it, which is
the only really unanswered question there is like, what part does your father play in this?
Right.
And
right.
like, why? What interest does the cult have in him?
Right.
As an organization, and then through you, right, into that situation.
So, and I think
I'm excited to kind of like play into that and figure that out.
Yeah, I have ideas for that stuff, but nothing's really set in stone with that.
Yeah, totally. And we can plan that out as we go.
Yeah. It's also cool to conversation with the knight that I've seen many a movies where the same conversation occurred. So I kind of had a pretty good idea of how that was going to play out.
Yeah. He's just the hot-headed murder dude. Who's like,
yeah,
I'm just trying to get shit done.
Yeah. I've watched a bunch of CW shows with the Arrow and
we all know that guy.
Yeah. I've seen Full Metal Jacket. You know,
he's the ninja version of Darth Vader. Like,
right.
You failed me for the last time, so I'm going to murder you. Cause that's a really effective way to manage your employees.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That was good. Yeah. That was good. Dan, anything, Jadara centric, on the show that you want to talk about, any interesting stuff that I skipped over?
No, it was fun to reveal her like motivation behind everything she's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Her like secret plan beneath the surface.
Yeah, I think we also winged it in the sense that you had brought this up to me before, and I just think it's like a stupid idea, and I always just told you like, no, it's not going to work. We hadn't really talked about that prior to the show. But I feel like that's exactly how that would play out if the two characters were real characters and had to like figure out how that would play out. But I'm definitely curious to see what happens in the future, like we were talking about with Adam, to see if we actually do that whole scenario and play through that, or if it's kind of something after the fact where it's like, oh yeah, this person died because of a tiefling, et cetera.
Yeah. I really like our, filling in the blanks as we go thing we were doing with, the characters.
Yeah.
Or like, yes. Neither you or I know what's happening, and we're filling in the details for each other as we go.
Yeah.
Makes it more fun that way.
I agree. I think it's the result of 88 episodes together. We could just be like,
yeah, right.
Yeah. No, I enjoy that. That makes sense. I'm into that. I think that's across the show too. Like, Max was into just kind of making shit up on the fly and winging it on both sides. And Zeke's just along for his roles to be bad and feed into that.
Yep.
No, there is one thing that I wanted to bring up that I saw like in my notes, and I asked Adam about it. Then I eventually even asked the chat about it. But I have in my notes, it just, all it says is gold dragon beneath the desert. And I was like, what the fuck? Where the fuck did I learn that? Who told me?
Oh,
the chat was like, it was the orc caravan, I think, that told you about that or whatever. Uh-huh. And I like that because it gives me like a solid, like, I know of location. Can you is there more info on this specific dragon? Yep.
I really like, and I was saying this to somebody the other day. I love how I've like, we've been able to externalize that stuff to chat. And I know that someone in chat will remember because we do the job of playing the game and making all this stuff up. And it's hard to remember things sometimes.
Right.
So it's really cool to be able to be like, oh, your job as chat is to watch the show and remember stuff. And when you remember it, sometimes we need to ask. And I think that's really great.
Especially too, like when you're switching between different characters and you're trying to keep, certain storylines in checking in alignment in your head.
That's totally what happened today when I was like, wait a minute, I never actually fucking understood, or rather, I never actually fucking knew where I got the ability to touch Berg to give him the prophecy of everything that was going to happen. Of course, the king gave it to me. Of course, that's where I got that from. So I was like, I delivered your message. Because otherwise, I was I don't know where that's from.
Yeah, I love that about. I love that about, like, this is a thing that you don't have to have all the answers before you go in. Players don't, GM doesn't. You can just come up with like what you need in the moment and then work that into the storyline. And this arc especially is that thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool.
As long as they're
really
like enjoying it. Not saying, hey, I pull a trombone out of my back and a dragon farts out of it or something.
Yeah, right. I mean, but that for some games, like some tabletop, like some groups, that would be fine. That kind of thing would be fine.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cool. Anything else you guys, Adam, you specifically, anything you want to bring up from the show?
No, nothing we didn't cover already. I think just what I kind of said at the end of the show, the idea that the cult isn't a kind of monolithic entity, that they have some of their own stuff going on internally.
Yeah.
That I think is really interesting to me. And I want to keep kind of looking at that.
Totally. Yeah. I think that those seeds were definitely like sowed in the episode tonight. I'm curious to see where they go from here. Cause it would be really fun to kill Glory. I don't know if that'd be possible, but we'll see. We'll see.
I guess we'll see. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that's going to
do it. What's also up? Leveled up. So.
Oh yeah. That's right. I forgot you hit 10.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit 10 and I'm
so
I can change one spell. Is that what you were saying, Dan? I can change one spell like when I level up.
Oops. Yep, you could swap out a spell.
Yeah. So like I'm looking forward to that. I'm not sure like
what you want to do.
Like I'm probably gonna go like another level of bard because it just seems like 5/5 seems like great, but you're a three class character for
I mean it's certainly possible. You got to look at the stat requirements to add new classes.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean it's a thing.
Level 5 is probably pretty big for bard too, I would think. In terms of
when
you
get
you get a feat this level, right?
Oh, I don't know. I get ability increase, I think.
Yeah, not ability increase. An ability increase or a feat. Yeah.
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 So that could be
something like that, but I'll look it up.
You got one last level. I can't remember. I haven't. I'm not up on how the multi-class stuff works. But yeah. You get some.
Stuff. No, I got my ability increase last level, and now this level is going to be the proficiency bonus increase.
Gotcha.
Right. Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be fun. So I think of the core four, Yoji's the last one that needs to hit 10, right? Because Ramus and Berg are both 10.
Yeah, I believe so.
10.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Is that the next next stage, Adam, for the base level?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I'm I think I'm like 57 something. And I what was level 10? Zeke, was it 64?
Yes, I think 64.
Okay. Yeah, so we're getting close. Maybe 65. We're getting close to being halfway done with D&D, guys.
We're almost finished.
We're 50% through. Yeah. Yeah, we're almost on the other side.
Yeah. So. Before we go, there's some insights, some math insights from I like these are good ones. So, this week, let me bring up the thread. We got our usual charts from Dalen 9 showing the various up and down ticks of everybody. So after being on top for the entire arc so far, Jadara got the lowest average roll ever recorded.
Good.
Yep.
Your average today was like 4.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah, I only had one roll and it was a 4.
Oh, yeah, man. So that dropped you right down. 100% of your rolls were terrible. Shadrick and Yoji rolled above average. You both got 10.5 for the first time in the arc. Nice. And Kalimat still has not rolled above average in a week this arc. So yeah. Your average is still lower than 10.5 all the way through this
which
arc.
Is so dumb with all the bonuses and shit. Dude, I mean,
you have like plus 10, plus 13 in a lot of your shit.
No. Oh, they're not talking without the bonuses. Yeah,
that's they're just talking rolls, like player luck. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sucking hind titty on that one for sure.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Thank you, Dalla9, for that stuff. I should figure out a way to get those stats on a break. If he keeps writing those on a break screen, that'd be kind of cool. Cool. Just more stuff for me to just throw out there that I'll say I'll do, and I'll probably never get to it. So. I'll keep doing that. We'll keep doing the show, and hopefully keep recording this post show. So we're going to get out of here so we can be back next week and record more every Tuesday, 6 o'clock Eastern. Yeah. Thanks for your support, patrons.
Bye, everybody.
We're out. Bye-bye.